Hello, my sweet friends. I am thrilled and delighted to be on this call with you today. This is Pragito Dove, and we are about to start with our topic, Embracing Uncertainty. Today is a good day, a new day, and we are in the spring of a new year. I'm beyond excited about this call and the powerful insights that I will be sharing with you. We have literally hundreds of people from around the globe joining us, and I can see the lines lighting up as I'm speaking. So I'm just going to give everybody a minute or two to get on the lines. And while I do that, just to let you know, I have two events coming up. One is my Inner Circle teleclass call on Thursday, May the 11th. And you can find out about that on the homepage of my website, discovermeditation.com. And the second event is in October. It's October 22nd to the 27th, my 6-day practitioner certification training. That's an in-person event, which I'm very, very excited about, in Tucson, Arizona. And information about that is also on the homepage of discovermeditation.com. And I'll say a few things about that a little bit later on. So welcome, 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 everybody, to this call. We have people from the United States, from Canada, from Europe, and even from Australia joining us today. That's the magic of technology, the magic of the web. And I am so thrilled because we do live in uncertain times. And it seems sometimes things get even more uncertain. So to understand and get deeper insight on how to embrace uncertainty is a very, very powerful thing for all of you to know more about, have deeper understanding of, so that you can enjoy these times and receive all the benefits that are coming and really make the most of your time here on the planet. The energy on this call is being filled with divine love and light. We are surrounded by angels and healing masters who love all of you unconditionally and want the very best for you. So breathe and receive. This is a time that all of us have set aside for ourselves, for relaxation, to drop deeper down inside. So we can find that place of peace and calm, that place of divine abiding that we all have inside of us. Like a tree which has roots deep in the ground. And when the hurricane comes along, yes, the tree will sway. It might lose a few pieces of fruit. But when the hurricane is over, it will still be there. It won't be knocked down because its roots are very deep in the earth. And we are the same. The more we are deeply connected within ourselves, deeply rooted within ourselves, then when life's ups and downs come our way, we have plenty of reserve. We have plenty of inner strength and creativity to handle them And we might shake a little bit, but not too much. Just like the trees when there's a strong wind. So I invite you now to take 3 deep breaths down into the belly. And continue to breathe and receive this powerful healing energy being sent directly to you from the divine. And all of you are surrounded by angels. Whether you are aware of it or not, doesn't matter. Whether you believe it or not, doesn't matter. You are. By angels, by divine masters and healers, who are sending all of us powerful energies of love and light. And all we have to do is breathe it in and receive it. And your angels are asking you to know there is only love in your heart, only love in your life and on our planet. Everything else is a creation of your mind. Your angels ask you to start your day with love. Fill your day with love, spend your day with love, end your day with love. Your angels ask you to know when you fill yourself up with love, you allow your angels to flow through you without distortion. When you fill yourself with love, you are in divine harmony with your higher self and the universe. Your angels ask you to create for you what is divinely yours. Joy, health, and abundance. This is why we are all here. To live in joy, with abundance of health, abundance of love, and abundance of money. The angels tell us that you deserve this divine love. Fill yourself up. Now, love yourself, love your body, love your appearance. Breathe the love into your being. And your angels ask you to see every being, every rock, every tree, every animal, to see all things living as love, as the divine in the physical, and most important, see yourself as love. Do it now. Perfection is about perfect acceptance. You, as you are perfectly acceptable to the divine. So beginning right now, accept every aspect of your life as perfect. That doesn't mean you have to like it. But accept it as perfect for right now. It doesn't mean it's going to last forever that way, the parts you might not like. It's just right now. Accept every part of your life as perfect. And love everything you hold dear. Love and hold yourself dear. Forgive yourself. Forgive your body. Let all the past go. And be grateful. And many people ask, what is it they need to do to be on their, quote, spiritual path? The answer is simple. If you want to be sacred, divine, a healer, connected with Source, be in a state of love. Be in a state of gratitude and forgive. And be in integrity in everything you do. This is the time to let go of what others think and stand firm and allow others to think what they will and honor their right to do so. This is about continuing to awaken your heart. Your heart is much more than a muscle that beats in your chest and pumps blood through your body. Your heart connects you to God, the divine, the universe, the earth's mother, to each other. Your heart was the first spark in your body to come alive. Your heart is the last spark in your body to dim. Your heart is your soul. Your heart is your essence. Your heart is your higher intelligence. Your heart is your health energy. Your heart is naturally filled with joy, bliss, and rapture, as it always has been. Your heart is your sacred space, your sacred center, your sacred ground. Your heart is the source of all your life energy. When you empower your heart with love, forgiveness, and gratitude, you raise the level of your energy, your emotions, your clarity, your spirituality. And for law of attraction, you raise your vibration to the highest possible vibrational level there is. And so, of course, you attract highly positive things to you. Your heart is fed by your own soul light, just above the top of your head. This is your God light, your divine light. It feeds you the light and love of your angels, your guides. It connects you to your higher self. You empower your heart with unconditional love for yourself and all living things. You empower your heart with seeing all as love and nothing less. You empower your heart with forgiveness. You empower your heart with gratitude. Unconditional love was imprinted into your sacred space the moment you were conceived, and that imprint contains only unconditional love. That is the essence of who you are, and that is the only energy that exists in that space, the only energy that will exist in that space. Know and believe within you all is the pure energy of love, of integrity. And know and believe within all of us is a deep awareness of the profound love of the universe and God. Please give your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental bodies permission to release and receive. Your breath is the only thing you own. Use your breath to connect with your God light, your soul light. And now again, take three deep, slow breaths and focus on the beat of your heart. Breathing in and breathing out, and focusing on your heart. And now as you breathe, see your breath coming down from the brilliant light above your head, and intend that you create an identical brilliant light within your heart. Intend that the brilliant light within your heart becomes brighter and stronger with each breath, with each beat of your heart. intend that the light within your heart will continue to grow until the light within you radiates pure white incandescence and pure violet throughout your body, into every organ, into every cell, into every bone, into every strand of DNA. Know and believe the brilliant light within your heart is filled with healing light from your angels. Know and believe when your heart is filled with the most powerful of love energies, it allows you to forgive yourself and others. It allows you to love yourself and others. It creates the reality of powerful love and peace on and throughout our planet. Know and believe your soul is filled with the brilliant light from your heart and healing light from your angels. You are blessed. You are loved. You are the light. You are the love. You are love and light and nothing less. To know is to believe. You know, you believe. Now say, all decisions I shall make with my heart. You feel your energy field fuse with the light of your angels as you speak your truth. All decisions I shall make with my heart. Your angels ask you to know you are unconditional love and divine light and nothing less. Every time you breathe from this moment forward, know and believe your brilliant heart fire will always burn brightly. Nothing will dim your brilliant heart fire. Nothing. Your mind might speak of its dimming to you, and this is not the truth. This is not the domain of the mind. It is the domain of the heart. And for your life, create from the end. See yourself at the end. Contemplate yourself as surrounded by conditions you want to produce. I'm going to give you a moment to just do that now. See yourself where you want to be. See yourself surrounded by conditions you want to produce. See yourself surrounded by unconditional love and divine light. See the unconditional love and divine light shining upon you as you stand or sit in the conditions you want to produce for yourself. Maybe it's your home situation. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's all three. Maybe it's a particular place you want to be, or a particular event you want to be at. Just see yourself there. So surrounded by unconditional love and divine light. So again, what the angels are saying to you is create from the end. See yourself at the end. Contemplate yourself as surrounded by conditions you want to produce. And see yourself surrounded by unconditional love and divine light. Now take a deep breath. And feel the energy of love in your body, in the room you are in, as a part of this global community. We are all here together on this telecall all around the world, North America, Europe, Australia. Connected with this divine love and light. Just notice what you feel. Whatever you feel is perfect. Remember, perfection is about perfect acceptance. There's no way it's supposed to be, there's simply the way it is. And know and believe you are surrounded and protected by your angels always. Know and believe your heart is now and always filled with the brilliant light of unconditional love and compassion. The unconditional love, remember, was imprinted into your sacred space the moment you were conceived. And that imprint contains only unconditional love. You have already been imprinted. Everybody has. It's already there. Nothing to do, just receive. And know and believe you are surrounded and protected by your angels always. Know and believe your heart is now and always filled with the brilliant light of unconditional love and compassion. Know and believe you are loved. And with this energy of your angels and the divine supporting you, as you continue to breathe, and receive. Let's talk about embracing uncertainty, which is really about embracing the present moment, this present moment we are all in right now, as this now is our present moment, and embracing the love of the divine and of your angels and the healing masters who surround you. When you are breathing in and receiving the powerful love being sent to you, uncertainty dissolves. Worry, anxiety, fear, they all dissolve. They cannot be there in the face of love. And you can embrace your future with love, with joy, with positivity. The next moment is always created out of your present moment. So the more you embrace love and are grateful for your present moment, the more your future will be filled with love and good prospects. The key is in the present moment. When you remember, each moment gives birth to the next moment, energetically speaking. This is how we create our future. By embracing love and gratitude and compassion and forgiveness and the divine love of our angels and the healing masters who surround us, Each moment we do that, we are giving birth to our next moment, as you are right now. All of you are right now. And this is how you are creating your future. Now, the most difficult thing for the mind is uncertainty. It's not difficult for the heart at all. But it's the mind that has a difficulty with uncertainty, with the unknown, when the future is unpredictable. Because the mind wants to know everything, have everything in a box tied neatly with a bow. But that can never work. Because life is unpredictable. As you all know, things can change on a dime. You all have experience of this already. And sometimes the change is in a good way, and sometimes it's in a more challenging way. If it's challenging, you must have trust that whatever is happening is for your benefit, even if you don't perceive it like that right away. And sometimes, you know, we can look back over our lives when things have happened, and then we can see, oh, I see why that happened, because then that happened and such happened. Yes? So we just have to trust and remember our divine support and breathe and receive and stay positive. Many people try and control life. I mean, you can try. But trying to be in control all the time is a very stressful way to go through life and can create a myriad of other problems like stress-related health issues that you really don't want those either. So what can we do? How can we embrace the uncertainty of tomorrow so that we can enjoy our lives and remain peaceful and calm in the present moment, no matter what happens? Now, 2017, this year we are in, is a year of new beginnings. 2 + 1 + 7 adds up to 10, actually, which is a number 1. New beginnings. And we are in the spring of this new beginnings year. So this is an invitation now to create some new practices, some new understandings, a new attitude to yourself and your life. You know, it's like a do-over. We're all getting a do-over. Okay, so let's embrace that. And so that you can create your life with joy and courage and positivity, just make that decision. I'm going to do things differently now. I'm going to create my life with joy, courage, and positivity. I'm going to remember my divine angels and the divine healers around me and remember their support and breathe it in and receive it. Because we create our lives. We have free will. And your angels can only help you if you ask them. They cannot help you if you don't ask them to help you. And they are available for you 24/7. And I encourage you, I cannot encourage you enough to ask them to help you with whatever it is. Just please, angels, please help me with whatever it is. And they will. And when you adopt an attitude of optimism, focus on your dreams, hold the vision of where you want to be. Remember, the angel said start at the end, where you want to be. That helps bring it into manifestation. Now, how do we stay positive? You need divine support. You need support. Everybody needs support. Because remember, we've got the mind coming in, muttering and mumbling away with things that are not helpful. And so we have to stay vigilant and we need support. And this is what I'm talking to you about today. So the most important thing for that support is to have a consistent practice of meditation. And the word here is consistent. It's better to do 5 minutes a day than you know, nothing for a week and then sit there for 2 hours or something. Every day something, a consistent practice of connecting to your divine support. And this will make a profound difference in your life, I guarantee it. Now, one thing you can do is listen to this replay. The energy on this call is divinely encoded. And even when you're listening to the replay, you will receive the same powerful energy as we are receiving now live. Your angels and the healing masters will be there for you. So I encourage you to listen to this replay as often as you want. Maybe you just listen to 5 minutes of it if that's all you've got time for. That's fine, but just so you get the energy coming to you, the reminder. And there are many other things you can do on a daily basis, even for 5 minutes a day, longer if you can, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, and maybe some days you have more time than others. That's okay. What's important is the consistency. So you have, many of you might already have meditation practices that you like. Walk in nature. Nature is our greatest supporter. Spend time with children or your pets. They're just full of love. Look at the sky. Listen to relaxing music. Laugh. Often. That's what I have. I have a laughter practice. I laugh every day. Make sure the people around you are supportive and they want the very, very best for you. You have to take perhaps a long, hard look at the people around you. Are they loving and supportive and kind of you and where you want to go with your life? If you want suggestions, there are over 150 meditation techniques in my latest book, Laughter, Tears, Silence, which you can get on my website or on Amazon. To give you ideas, to find techniques that suit you. Everybody's different. Different techniques suit different people. So you have to find what works for you. Doesn't matter what other people are doing, what works for you. So I'm going to go over now with you the three main takeaways I want you to take from this call. First of all, remember your divine support. Breathe and receive. And if you forget, put on the replay of this call and you will remember and you will receive. As you breathe. The second thing is have a consistent practice of meditation. And remember, meditation is awareness. Meditation is being in the present moment. Being in the present moment with whatever you are doing, whatever techniques appeal to you. And then the third takeaway is remember that the present moment gives birth to the next moment. And that is how we lead into our future. Because we can only ever be in the now, in the present moment. So we want to remember as much as possible to be in a state of love, of gratitude, of compassion in the present moment. And then our future is, the next moment is born from that, and then in another moment, and then that moment's born from that, and that is how we move into our future. And remember your future, you start at the end. It sounds funny, doesn't it? We usually say you start at the beginning, but no, this time we start at the end. Envision yourself what you want to produce And then moment by moment, you take those steps towards it. All right, very good. So in a moment, I'm going to open the lines for any of you who might have a question. And I have had there's a lot of people listening on the web. And so while you're thinking about those of you who are on the calling in on the phone, while you're thinking about any question you might have or anything you want to share or ask, I will, I'm just looking at the questions coming in on the web, through the web. And one person, Jacqueline, all the way from France, wants to know, would I say something more about the practitioner certification training in October in Tucson, Arizona? Thank you, Jacqueline. I will do that. So the training is October 22nd to the 27th. And my vision is to reach millions of people worldwide with the benefits of meditation. And I need your help to accomplish that. So if you are a coach or a counselor, a caregiver, a nurse, or a doctor, if you have a business where you have clients, if you do leadership work of any kind, or have a health and fitness business, teach nutrition, or have any connections to people who could benefit from meditation, then come join us for this training. And with that, I include you yourself, your family, and friends. You can do this training just for yourself, and you'll be amazed what can happen from that, because I've had people do it in the past who've done it just for themselves, thinking, well, who can I teach meditation to? And all kinds of amazing things have happened for them after the training. Because when we come together in person like that with the same intent, it's a very, very powerful energy. And what can happen to each one of you is absolutely amazing in terms of opening up your heart even more, insights and creative ideas for your work and how can you can expand your work, which of course means expanding your money, your income. And yes, many people have just done amazing things after they've done this training. And what I'll be doing on the training is I'm going to be sharing with you a wide range of meditation techniques from different traditions. So there'll be 30-second techniques, 4-minute techniques, and then the expressive meditation techniques, including the laughter meditation. We'll discuss the 9 main principles of meditation, which includes awareness, non-judgment, compassion, forgiveness, and more. And this is one of those life-changing courses, because as your own meditation deepens and you learn how to share these techniques with others, you'll be benefiting not only for yourself, but with others. It's a win-win. That's what I love about these train the trainers. They're always a win-win. We'll also be discussing the spiritual laws of money and the 4 dimensions of abundance. And I guarantee you that this training can and will change your life, strengthen your relationships, boost your career, and increase your income. So we'll be doing meditation techniques, experiencing them. There'll be a lot of education. There'll be discussion, and there'll be a lot of fun. This is a fun training. Because I am very sincere about meditation, but I'm not serious about it, and those of you that know me know that. No previous experience of meditation is required. The only thing required is your willingness to learn and experience is the most important. So have a look at the homepage on my website, discovermeditation.com, for more information and registration. And if you have any questions, of course, you can either ask me now, you can send me questions in through the website as well. So thank you, Jacqueline, for asking that question. And I'm now going to open the lines up for those on the who are calling in, see if anybody has a question or something you want to share or ask your challenges. I'm here to help. Somebody with a cold, blowing their nose.
Oh, hi, Perdido. This is Jan.
Jan, hello.
My question is, it's Earth Day. What is a direct way?
I'm sorry? Your question is what?
Today is Earth Day. How can we directly impact climate change? I feel sometimes so overwhelmed by the fact that it's being ignored.
Okay. So the way you impact climate change is exactly what I talked about today on the call. We have to focus on ourselves. And that might sound, well, me focusing on receiving and breathing in divine love, how is that going to help the planet? It is going to help the planet on a very powerful way. Because as each one of us individually focuses on filling ourselves with love, I'm just going to say there's somebody who has a bad cold. Could you please star six yourself out so that you can still hear, but we don't have to hear your coughing? And I'm saying that with a lot of love. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So, yes. The thing is that, you know, we simply cannot take on these gigantic global problems as an individual. But what we can do as an individual is focus on filling ourselves up with divine love and light. Having our consistent practice of meditation, remembering our divine support, that we are surrounded by divine healing angels and masters, and remember how to create our future by being in the present moment. Because what is happening when we do that energetically, like even this call today with so many of us coming together with the same intention and receiving all this love and light from the divine, is that we are transmitting that out into the world. And as we grow in numbers, at some point it's going to reach a critical mass. And the whole thing is going to shift into far more love, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion than now. And the shift is happening. We are in the process of that shift. There is more light being directed at planet Earth from the healing masters and the angels than ever before. And this is actually why a lot of people are being exposed who are not living in a state of love and compassion. Because when you shine the light on something, you see what is there. And I know I've told you, some of you anyway, my cockroaches story before, but it's kind of like, you know, when you have a basement in your house, if you never go down there, you have no idea what's in the basement. But if you do decide to go down and you turn the light on, you might see it's full of cockroaches. And you would never have known they were there if the light hadn't been shone upon them. And so it's important that all these people with their negative outlook are exposed, and they are being exposed. So in a way, it looks like things are getting worse, but actually they're not. Things are getting better because of the amount of light which is exposing all the people who have a negative outlook towards our planet, towards themselves, towards other people. And just remember that and stay focused on your own path, your own energy, what you are transmitting, what you are sending out, because the more each one of us does that, at some point we'll reach that place of critical mass where things will turn around, and then we will very rapidly move into a much more positive situation on the planet and for everybody individually. Does that help?
Yes, thank you, Pragita.
Well, thank you for the question. That's a great question, Jan. Thank you. Does anybody else have a question before we finish for today? I'm here to help, so anything that's on your mind. All right. Well, it's been a very powerful call, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here with all of you. It's always an honor for me to lead these calls and have so many of you be a part of this movement to bring more love and compassion and joy, not just to ourselves. But of course, when we bring that to ourselves, everybody benefits around us. Even you just walking down the street, you're transmitting love and compassion and joy. It's helping. It's helping other people. And don't ever forget that. Don't ever think, oh, it's just little old me sitting in my room doing my meditation. Yes, it is that, but it's also a lot more than that. You actually have a lot more power than you maybe think you do. So stay consistent with your practice. I love you all, and I'll look forward to being in touch and to hearing from you. And you can always send me a question later. If something comes to you later, you can always send me a question through my website, the contact button on my website. Because I love you, and I want to see each and every one of you live a life of joy and love and compassion and forgiveness and abundance on every level. Abundance with money, abundance in love, and abundance of health and fitness. All right, my sweet friends, have a beautiful day.
Thanks, Pragita.